BBC Radio Australia.
All right, Professor Ralph Manner, specialty blooming and fisheries science. So me work on the university since 2005, now coming up now.
Professor, this latest issue blong or illegal fishing long or Papua New Guinea waters in the Pacific, na this blow la Indonesian fishermen were caught in Sasimol na all by Golo Calabus. One of them thinking blow you time you look in this black and heavy way come up long or Solwara blow Papua New Guinea na peace blow Solwara blow PNG.
Yeah, this like case, I mean, unusual because similar something come up before too. So this little Indonesian boats here, I think all must come through the South Fly. All must come through South Fly, and they ended up in the Gulf of Papua. So if you look at it, so if you look at this how all come here, PNG no got all checkpoint lo border. So was you go along Torres Strait, and this Benchberg River come out from the mainland, come outside, and upside them all Indonesia, all got checkpoint belong all in a tower. The PNG side, we have nothing. And then the next village, about 30 kilometers PNG side, they will call him Bula, M village now. There is no presence of government to make it worse or some surveillance unit long up here. No got that. So this is really an open sea for easy access long all this long line long upside there. So the main entrance same also come all same. They come all same, all stay all fishy, come go. No line of place lab also look them all every time. But you don't have all but talk to. It's very sad because me being go stop the Bula 2019, me working on the project the UNDP, and me go stop on the line of place now. All story this line. It's very sad. So all boats are come all same straight now, come, and eventually then ended up at the Gulf of Papua. That's where the lucrative fishing ground is. Prawns now kind or something still up here, all kind of similar. So I think this little boat all be kissing me and lo this little Gulf of Papua.
All wara solwara blo manus, Mrs. Dr. Kwanta and PPC long up to na all solwara na all area long Daru too. One kind heavy sa come up where all boats, all shipping vessels too sa go come where hard long all making one plus something am. You think display me costing Papua New Guinea plenty money long or some display one black case we only reporting but plenty sa come no go. You think Papua New Guinea losing plenty money long side blue fishery sector blong em?
Yes, all estimated is between $500 million to $1 billion. That's a lot of money. So illegal fishing also now me explaining long PNG Indonesian border. This lapia we don't have any boat. So if you look at the map, dog leg, or call him dog leg. We have a very big extension of our waters all the way up to Timor Sea. And we don't police that place. So it's open to illegal fishing. And then you go outside the northern part, so you call him Manusia. I don't know how much the patrol board or Australian give you the mipla. But this place is huge. And we go to the Palau, we go to some FSM, and this is where we share the ICs with those other countries. And you're talking about 200 kilometers here. So, Minister, I must blow board or line and give him the Mipla, Navy blow Mipla, yeah. Minister, triple or tupla. They cannot police the entire area. It's impossible. There's a lot of foreign boats also come still here. They're well equipped with radar, everything. All but looking board blow Mipla long ahead and they'll be avoiding it. So, that's how they steal our tunas, right? Under our noses. It's very sad. So, only estimating the losses between 500 to $1 billion every year we're losing it to illegal fishing.